Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
And good evening. And thank you for joining us tonight. This is the VK2WI News, live from our studios in Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer this evening, Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering tonight is John, VK2JV. The weather here is, well, it's high cloud, a little bit of blue sky, and a temperature around 29 degrees centigrade outside. Rainfall at the VK2WI site last week was 42 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all okay at the moment. And on the ARNSW RadNet, the VK2RHT Sydney North Shore investigating a connectivity issue, and VK2RWO is currently off-air awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And in the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9 444 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after this bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. A reminder about our VHF, UHF antenna day presentations. The recording of yesterday's live stream is now up on our YouTube channel at ARNSW. Also, you can watch the presentations from part one last month, along with some of the presentations from our 2024 HF antenna days. The weekly solar and geophysical report. And this is with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activities from the 5th to the 11th of December. Dates across the column are 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th. 10 centimetre flux, 206, 200, 194, 186, 183, 168, and 146. The Frederiksberg's A index, 10, 15, 5, 1, 4, 16, and 17. The Australian index, AOS, 11, 10, 5, 2, 3, 16, and 20 estimated. And finally, the T-index, 116, 135, 146, 132 154 148 and 117. Sulfur activities was at R2 on the 6th with two M-class flares. R3 condition was observed on the 8th with six M-class flares and an X1.1 at 0501 UTC. Activity was then at R1 levels on the 9th and the 10th. Geomagnetic activity was at G1 levels on the 10th and the 11th, otherwise remaining below warning thresholds. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 24 nanotesla was observed at 1500 UTC on the 11th. F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia are mostly near predicted values, with some enhanced periods. 15% during local night on the 7th, 20% during local night on the 8th, 25% during the day, and 20% at night on the 9th, 15% through the 10th, and 20% enhanced during local day on the 11th. The forecast issued on the 12th of December through until the 18th. Solar activity expected to reach R1 with a chance of R2 at the start of the week. Activity expected to decline as the week progresses. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G1 until the 14th due to effects from a previous CME and a coronal hole. Quite unsettled conditions are expected from the 15th. The maximum usable frequencies will likely be near predicted monthly values until the 14th, with possible enhancements afterwards. And for those people interested in meteor scatter, the Geminoid meteor shower is on this weekend, and the maximum is on tonight. So the late hours tonight, early hours tomorrow morning, lots of meteors. And, get your VHF and UHF radios up and running and try and get some meteor scatter. Possibly work some good DX. Okay, solar flux index update. Here are the update solar flux index SFI figures for this week. Having finished November, we had a minimum of 115, an average of 138, and a maximum of 180. With peak dates from the 5th to the 15th and the 29th to the 30th. So far for December, we're expecting a minimum of 130, an average of 167 and a maximum of 220. We peak dates from the 1st to 11th and the 26th to the 31st. And looking ahead to January 2026, we're expecting a minimum of 130, an average of 160 and a maximum of 190. We peak dates from the 1st to the 8th and the 21st to the 26th. And that's updates with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, we have Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
Over the years, I've been asked what the hobby of amateur radio is all about. My response has evolved over time, but it started with the lure of simple point-to-point communications. The antidote against such an example is that a mobile phone does that and more. Of course, if you're already in the hobby, you know that there is a massive difference between the two. But if you're an onlooker, that is not nearly as obvious. There are other problems with an answer like that. It doesn't cover the spirit of the hobby, the intent, the reach, or any of the other aspects of our pursuits that keep us all coming back for more. I was asked recently to provide a credit to a fellow amateur for providing inspiration for an episode. Since then, I've reflected long and hard about the nature of inspiration and what causes me to contribute and participate. The reality is that my inspiration comes from all manner of nooks and crannies, from articles I read, videos I watch, discussions I have, activities I participate in, builds I make, and emails I exchange. Not to mention friendships, random comments, shower thoughts, and flights of fancy. My understanding of our community of this hobby continues to evolve as I participate and contribute. I think that underlying all of this is the expansion of my mind. My interests, my exposure to new things is what makes amateur radio such a massively interesting activity. When I started, I had no inkling that between learning how to solder and what a Fourier transform is, lies this immense field of individual and community activity. What other hobby has the ability to link astronomy, moon, camping, community, planning, building, drilling, sound, language, antennas, internet, computing, valves, maths, propagation, mapping, transport, emergencies, physics, competition, camaraderie, satellite, soil, ionosphere, sun, batteries, old, new, invention, and exploration? In addition to the technical aspects, there's the whole library of human interaction, teaching, learning, giving and receiving, socializing, friendship, discussion, and debate, to scratch the surface. In amateur terms, I'm still a babe in the woods, and the more I learn, the more I realize that this is likely to continue for the rest of my life. For me, amateur radio is the binding force between interests. It's about wonder, curiosity, and inspiration. It's about trying and failing, about testing and learning, about thinking and doing. The magic, for me, is that you can do this at any level. As a 10-year-old with a freshly minted license, or as a 90-year-old with a twinkle in your eye. You can approach this as a scientist or as an educator, as a submariner or an accountant, as a truck driver or a boilermaker, from young to old and anywhere at all. Amateur radio is just plain interesting. As for giving credit, I'd like to credit you for your contribution, for your participation, and for your excitement. Keep up the wonder and continue to make this community your own. In the end, amateur radio means different things to different people. What does amateur radio mean to you? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com. And you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Club news, and we start this week with, guess what, the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The December Friday night get-together in the Port Macquarie SES building is at 7 p.m. on Friday night on the 19th of December 2025. That's next Friday. This is the last club activity before Christmas. The next monthly general meeting will be 2 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd of January 2026 in the SES building in Central Road, Port Macquarie. Amateurs visiting the area are invited to come along and meet the locals. Members and the families enjoyed the well-attended Christmas party in perfect weather last Saturday, the 6th of December. Seven members discussed a wide range of topics over a delicious morning tea at the club's coffee morning last Thursday, the 11th of December. Foundation license weekends and assessment sessions are all grades of license. The next weekend will be run in the new year, early in the new year, when sufficient candidates have registered. The best way to register your interest is via the contact form on the club website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater, that's 146.7 MHz, with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the club's website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The November 2025 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is in preparation and will be published soon. Past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook, so just search for the Oxford Region Amateur Radio Club. That's 73 from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxford Region Amateur Radio Club. The Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club looms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAGU Summersby are operational, except for the 70-centimetre multimode repeater on 438.8 MHz. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's on VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, and that's 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and via Echo Link on the ham conference. It's also live streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about CCARC on the web at ccarc.org, by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to the message bank, or on social media by searching for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. And a 73 from Alan, VK2 Mike Golf, publicity officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's 2025 end of year gathering is on this coming Wednesday morning, the 17th of December, at Kiss the Barista Cafe, located inside the Georges River Sailing Club at Sandringham. And don't forget the Society's annual 2-metre contest, which is currently underway until the 28th of February 2026. For more information about the contest, along with details of the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Waverley Amateur Radio Society. At the November meeting on Society, Dr. Hans Williams, VK2HSW, gave a very interesting talk on astrometrics and how objects in space are tracked and their paths predicted so that they don't endanger satellites up there. It was very well received by both members, both on-site and on Zoom. The meeting for December will be this coming Wednesday the 17th, in the meeting room on level 3, commencing at 6 p.m. This is the traditional Christmas dinner, and all those attending should have let Raffy know by now that they're attendance. The theme for the evening is to wear something electronic or radio related. There is plenty of park available in the nearby Westfields car park, as well as public transport options to Bondi Junction, both by train and bus. The Wednesday lunchtime gatherings are continual either in Centennial Park near the Duck Pond and Food Van, or, if the weather is inclement, as it is from time to time, in the Bondi Room at East, usually from about midday. All are welcome to come along and join in. Many problems of the world are solved at these gatherings, even if the world doesn't realise it. The weekly nets are continuing on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on VK2RBV repeater in the CBD. That's on 438.1125 with a negative 5.4 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone for access. It's usually run by Richard, VK2XRC, or Bob, VK2NRC, when Richard is away. Drop in and enjoy some lively discussions. All are always welcome, whether members of the society or not. There is more information about the Society on its website, vk2bv.org. You may look at the club's history, purchase kits, pay your membership, or use the contact form on the website to send any inquiries to the club. That's 73 from Eric, VK2VE, Waverley Amateur Radio Society Broadcast Publicity Officer. Manuringa, and now we have news from Manuringa Radio Society. So here's Richard, VK2SKY.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society. Taffy Bowen will speak on the topic development of airborne radar in the UK during World War II. For a change, this lecture is in video format. It's a recording of a presentation given to the Hornsby and District's Amateur Radio Club in the 1980s. Clifford VK2CLF has done a lot of work restoring the audio and video of the presentation. Unfortunately, this video is copyright, so it will not be archived to our YouTube channel. If you want to see it, come along on Wednesday night. Last month's lecture by Zara VK2ZYP on her family's part in World War II is now up on our YouTube channel, VK2MBTV. There's a link in the text edition of this news. Finally, greetings of the season to all VK2WI listeners celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, or whatever. Stay safe on the roads and we'll see you again in the new year. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875 or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo 2, Mike Bravo. 7-3 from me, Richard VK2SKY, the publicity officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
And thank you, Richard.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership, and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. At 8 p.m, there's the Blue Mountains Club net on 3543 kHz. The St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 meter net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 meter nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echolink node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz. Illawarra's 6 meter net on VK2RMP 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 PM on Southeast Network, VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2-metre or Currajong 70-centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR or HF, and 6:45 PM on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10 AM next Sunday morning, including a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That's all from the VK2WI news for this week. Your announcer has been Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering has been by John, VK2JV. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2ADX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC, Paul, VK2APA is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we'll listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'm going to start with 20, 80, 40, 30 and 160. And John Engineering, he's going to do the rest. And he'll let you know. He's probably going to start with 10 metres, I think. Not 10 metres. Okay, he'll tell you what he's going to start with. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe. Thank you for listening. And this is my last one before Christmas. Wishing everybody a healthy and safe Christmas. Happy Mary's overrated. Healthy and safe. Catch you later.